This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As of today, Starbucks baristas have one less item on their to-do lists. Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz says he is ending a very short-lived policy which asked employees to engage customers in conversations about race and ethnicity. The Race Together initiative took on a crucial issue and will live on in other forms at Starbucks. But the pushback from the media has been fierce. Marketplace's Noelle King is following this. Noelle, what has Starbucks done today?
Well, it hasn't ended the Race Together initiative. Schultz says the company is going to continue holding open forums about race and will hire 10,000 what he calls opportunity youth over the next 3 years. But what it ceased is the part of the initiative that asked baristas to write the words Race Together on your coffee cup and then talk with you about race. Schultz says this is not a response to criticism, that he always planned to end that piece of it after about a week, but really that was the aspect of it that stirred the most controversy. You know, some people said it's a logistical nightmare trying to have a sensitive conversation in a crowded coffee shop. And others said if Starbucks wants to prioritize diversity, it should really take a look at its executive team.
So this then, does this serve as a kind of warning to other companies who might dare to venture into this area?
I put that question to Paul Argenti, a professor at Dartmouth's Tuck School. And he had some thoughts first, David, about how rare this sort of initiative really is.
I think there are a handful of companies on the planet that do things like this. You know, you can count the companies on the bloody stump of one hand. And, you know, what Starbucks does is certainly not something that everyone else is going to do unless it's wildly successful. And unfortunately, I think it is kind of a setback for something that was a fairly bold idea and will make other companies cautious.
So he thinks broadly, fine idea, but we're unlikely to see other companies following Starbucks' footsteps on this one.
All right. Marketplace's Noelle King. Thank you.